For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever there's
severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:07, 7 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang all here, reunited, and it feels oh so good. Low T Chuck back screening the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout. Wizzy, how was your weekend, fellas?
Pretty good. Good. Pretty good.
Good stuff?
Yeah.
Excellent. Care to indulge on any?
I had to work Sunday, so.
You worked Sunday? What were you doing?
I had to screen for Dr. Joe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you get a little side of Monica Perez with that?
No.
Sorry.
Just Dr. Joe.
Just
fruits
Dr.
and nuts.
Joe.
Just fruits and nuts.
Did he try to give you healthy food to eat?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
No cheeseburger.
I would never take it home. I always leave it here. I feel bad. My wife's like, why'd you bring it home? I'm like, why would I bring it home? I'm not going to eat it. So.
It's healthy. Yeah. Why would I bring it?
Yeah. Why would I even waste my time?
Low Tizzle, how was your weekend?
Good. Just hung around the house, drank beer, barbecued.
Saw a lot of pictures of your roommates that don't pay rent.
Yes, my dog.
Excellent. Good stuff. All right. I got a lot. It's Movie Monday, first off. Let me just say that. But I got to take care of some housekeeping first. I asked on Twitter for folks to remind me about my Harrison Ford interview story. So I'm going to start with that because a lot of people are tuning in, I'm sure, just to hear that. So Thursday, I'm interviewing this kid from this. They created some app for, it's basically like Uber for people to take the bus. So you're familiar with Uber, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So this is for like bus people. And it's an app that tells you when your bus is going to be there. Like, you can see the bus moving in real time.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's cool. It sends you, like, you can set up a text, like, hey, your bus is 5 minutes away, go to the stop, whatever. So, I'm interviewing this guy for my column, and it ran in today's AJC, if you want to check it out in the Metro section. It's about this. It's a cool app. If you're a bus folk, then it's a cool app to have.
Yeah.
There's a different one for MARTA buses. Yeah. This one is, like, Emory University, Atlantic Station buses. It's a cool app. But I'm interviewing this kid, early 20s, and I just needed something to write my column on, basically.
Right.
So I'm interviewing this kid, and it's like 20 minutes into the interview, I'm like, all right, I've got enough what I want to do, but... So I'm in the newsroom doing it at one of the booths, and Jeremy and Jeff from the B98.5 morning show are walking by, and they see me doing this interview in one of the news booths, and they go, you know, hey, who are you interviewing? Who are you talking to? So I have my mic, for the interview, and I turn it off, and I go... I'm interviewing Harrison Ford. They're like, no, you're not. I'm interviewing Harrison Ford. So this kid, he's like 23 years old, telling me about this bus app. And I'm like, Jeremy and Jeff are there. So I turn my mic back on. I'm like, I just want to thank you so much for your time. I'm a huge fan of everything you do. And the kid's like, okay. and Jeff and Jeremy are like, oh my God, he's talking to Harrison Ford. I'm like, let me just say, this is like a bucket list interview. Like, I'm so honored to talk to you. And the kid's like, oh wow, all right, cool. Like, he was really pumped that I was, like, so excited to talk.
He told everybody this weekend, man.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So he tweets at me when the article, it shows up online. Hey, it was great talking to you, man. Like, And I'm like, oh, you know, if you only knew that I was, you know.
Just messing with the B98 guys.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm a huge fan of everything you've ever done.
And he's trying to think of what he's ever done that you would know.
So nice. I'd forgotten about it because I was just busting Jeremy. And then I remembered it Saturday, and I started just crying in bed. And I was like, oh, my God, that's too funny.
That is so funny.
That kid is like, what the hell's going on?
I'm a huge fan of everything.
Yeah. I'm like, of everything you've ever done, I'm a huge fan. He's like, oh, okay, thanks, man. That's really nice of you. He's anyway, so I just had to get that story. I thought it was worth the... I'm a little sluggish right now. I made a mistake. I had a dart match before the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Before the show.
Yeah, right.
And so I went and... it was at a bar in East Atlanta called the Elder Pub. Really cool little joint, by the way, if you're over there. And I ordered fish and chips, mm-hmm. which is always, it's always, not always good, but I always enjoy it, but I always feel like crap after. Like, just the greasiness.
Oh, I was going to say, is it the...
Like, you're just eating a bowl of grease, basically, right. With fried fish and french fries, and I'm like, I feel like the oil is just like coming out of my pores right now, so... You guys are going to have to prop me up today on Movie Monday because I'm feeling ultra sluggish,
all right.
drenched in oil.
It's not your game that you had this weekend that you...
No. Oh, forgot about that. Playing the Harlem Globetrotters in basketball.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was embarrassing.
Did y'all lose? It was
supposed to be.
Yeah, of course we lost.
Oh, okay.
Is this the real Harlem Globetrotters or it's the fake Harlem Globetrotters?
It's the Harlem Globetrotter Legends.
Oh, okay.
So these are all guys that were at one time on the official Harlem Globetrotters.
It's the older than the older ones that are already there because these guys are like, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, they were still young. There was like, they were dunking, like jumping out of the gym and dunking on us. So, right. But I'm so like my... Like these little muscles in my back that I forgot I had just from shooting. So I've been sore for the last 2 days. I airballed a free throw, Chuck.
Oh no!
So embarrassing. Nice. So
that's the ultimate.
I get fouled. The ref calls a foul. I'm like, no, don't call. You know, no foul. Like, let's just keep playing. He's like, no, you get 2 free throws. I'm like, oh, son of a gun. First one, I hit the rim.
Yeah.
And. Second one, I'm dribbling to throw, and the Globetrotter's like, you're nervous, man. You're so nervous. Look at all these people. And sure enough, airball.
Oh, nice.
Worst moment in my sports career as a former Division I athlete.
Yeah. Nice.
But it was fun. It was for a good cause. But I'm definitely sore everywhere. All right, Movie Monday. The breaking news you heard on Bulldog Hotline, Steve Spurrier announced his retirement today, I guess effective immediately, which is weird.
You think
weird.
There's something going on?
No, I think he said, I'm 70, my team sucks, and they're going to suck next year. Let me get the hell out of here and play golf. I think he's a member at Augusta National, so he's just going to go straight to Augusta and start playing golf again. I don't like people quitting mid-season.
No, that's just stick it out. You've only got another month and a half.
Yeah, you're not going to a bowl.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like when they do that unless there's a medical reason for it. But just to up and leave your kids.
Maybe there is, but we don't
know. Maybe, yeah. So, I mean, I don't hope that there is, but at least I'd feel a little bit better about him just bailing on his team.
Yeah, exactly.
Halfway through.
All the kids he recruited there.
Yeah, and like they go in with a certain expectation. If they're not very good, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's a big story that obviously has a little local interest here. Steve Spurrier, a legend in the SEC, a lot of South Carolina alum, Florida alum listening to the show. So I want to incorporate him into Movie Monday. So very simple, and it's funny that this happened because I saw over the weekend the movie The Program.
Oh yeah,
with the guy from The Godfather, Sonny from The Godfather, as the coach of this football program.
Oh
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The Jewish guy.
Yeah,
oh, for crying out loud!
God.
I can't even think of his name.
I don't know. Anyway, awful movie.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's awful.
And you didn't like The Program?
No.
The college one, right?
Yeah. I thought I liked it until I watched it again this weekend.
Really? Maybe I gotta go back and watch.
Like the coach. Was just a dirty bastard coach. Like, you know, he didn't care. His players were juicing, whatever.
Right, right.
And it was. Think of the guy's name, please.
I got to look it up now. Look it up.
Yeah. Anyway.
You got a computer in front of
him. He kept going in and out of, like, this bad Southern accent. Like, some scenes he'd have the bad Southern accent, and then other scenes he'd forget he has the Southern accent. And he was just...
James Caan.
Just an awful... He was awful as the coach in this movie. I mean, he's a great actor, but he mailed this one in. Like, just a horrible performance. So in honor of Steve Spurrier announcing his retirement today, best and worst coaches in movie history. Very simple. The other news that broke this weekend, did you see, and I tweeted out a picture of it, if you haven't seen it yet, Randy Quaid got arrested.
He's crazy.
He is crazy. He got arrested coming, he was living in Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
You said the U.S. was after him.
He missed a court appearance. He and his wife apparently caused $5,000 damage at a rental home, and instead of going to court, whatever, it's, you know, $5,000, just pay him. He fled to Canada.
I'm sure he doesn't have $5,000.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, I think he's broke.
He's still getting checks from vacation.
No, I think he's broke.
I don't know. I think that was part of the reason. They were like squatting or something for a while and they got in trouble. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I think he fled the country for this right. And he tried to sneak back in at the Canadian border and they arrested him, whatever. And his mugshot is like, you wouldn't even recognize him. Just looks like a wackadoo, homeless, kind of weird, funkadelic, just...
Didn't you see that video?
Conspiracy theory kind of guy.
4 or 5 months ago,
mm-mm.
Where he put like he pretended he was his girlfriend or wife was there, and he put a mask on and he was railing on Rupert Murdoch and Fox.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it suitable for air?
No.
Oh, all right.
No.
I was gonna say we could play it.
No. This would be the last Mark Arum show.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
But he's nuts. He put out because he was mad. He said that they screwed him over. The Fox Enterprise, you know.
Yeah. Hollywood's out to get him.
Yeah, basically.
But as crazy as he is now, his cousin Eddie in the Vacation movies is one of the greatest comic supporting actor characters of all time. I mean, that was a great, greatly written character,
mm-hmm.
and he just crushed the role. And he could be as wackadoo as he wants. He'll always have a warm place in my heart as Uncle Eddie from the Vacation movie. So, in order of that banana getting busted, name it the funniest supporting character ever in a movie. So, not the main star, but like a little supporting character that was just hilarious. Those are the two things we're going to kick off on Movie Monday. Best and worst coaches in movie history, and I'm going to nominate James Caan in the program with his sometimes southern accent. It was so bad.
I gotta watch it again.
You're gonna be disappointed. You're gonna realize sure. Halle Berry was in there.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it was awful. So best and worst coaches in movie history and the funniest supporting character ever in a movie in honor of Uncle Eddie in the Vacation movies. Cousin Eddie, or Uncle Eddie, I guess, to Russ. Would have been his uncle.
Yeah.
404-872-0750. Outside of Atlanta, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum, and Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. I posted a picture of Randy Quaid, what he looked like when he got arrested. If you haven't seen it yet, trust me, it's worth it. Movie Monday, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Listening to a movie soundtrack throughout the show tonight. At the end of the program, if you guess what soundtrack Longoria is playing, you will win the prize pack. All right, we're coming back. Movie Monday, best and worst coach in movie history, and your favorite funny supporting character in a movie.
He looks like a homeless Santa Claus.
He does look like a homeless Santa Claus. We'll come right back. It's Movie Monday. This is the Mark Arum Show. I'm gonna move
in. Yes, I wanna play. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, 1024. This is the Mark Arum Show on a Movie Monday. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Richard joins us in Alpharetta. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mark.
What's up, brother?
So I think that you've got an excellent choice in Mr. Quaid as Uncle Eddie, because everybody's got an Uncle Eddie. But let's not forget Slim Pickens as Mr. Taggart in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, very good. Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. And an honorable mention as Hollis Wood in 1941.
Very good. All right, two of them. I like that. You got a best or worst coach in a movie, Richard?
No, not really.
All right.
I love comedy, and I'm really into the actors, and I think the supporting actors literally make the show.
Oh, yeah. Unlike this show, where the supporting characters do nothing.
Mark, you're a star.
Unlike this show. Hey, by the way, we've got a new executive producer.
Yeah, we do.
Jared Yamamoto, now EP in the show.
I just found that out.
I quit.
I thought the same thing.
Listen, you're like VP level. You've advanced beyond producing.
How did this get bestowed?
I'll go into it next half hour.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta listen to this one.
Tony's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Dwight Yoakam in Sling Blade.
Oh, nice. All right.
Remember when little Carl whipped him up, and I thought he was hysterical in that. Best coach would be Al Pacino any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday? My favorite coach in a movie, and I'm jaded because this is one of my favorite movies of all time, Wilford Brimley as Pop Fisher in The Natural. Did you see The Natural?
I just got to see that for the first time in a long time, probably about 2 weeks ago, actually.
Yeah,
that's a classic. Yeah, it made me watch.
Red, I should have been a farmer. Great, great baseball manager there. Pop Fisher. Dave's in Braselton. David, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, David?
Not much. I would have to say, in my book, funniest supporting actor would have to be Steve Buscemi as Crazy Eyes.
What did he get on that pizza? in Mr. Deeds, what was his pizza order? Do you remember that?
I don't.
I do not.
I do, but it was something awful, like anchovies.
Yeah, see if you can find. I want a refresher on what Steve Buscemi as Crazy Eyes ordered on his pizza in Mr. Deeds.
I will definitely have to do that. I don't, as far as worst coach goes, I haven't seen this new movie that you guys are talking about. I'm going to have to see how bad James Caan was.
No, it's not a new movie. It's like from 1990. It's called The Program.
It's new to me then.
Yeah, it's called The Program. And for a guy that starred in The Godfather and is an acting legend, he mailed this one in. He mailed it in. The Southern accent coming and going, much like Jennifer Griffey's newscast. You never know when that Southern accent's going to pop up. It was just a bad performance. Favorite or best and worst coaches in movie history in honor of Steve Spurrier retiring. And your favorite supporting comedic character in movie history. Randy Quaid arrested at the border. Cousin Eddie arrested. Who is your favorite supporting character ever in a movie as a funny guy or gal? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center
is on alert. With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
All the rest.
WSB. Depend on it.
Hey, this is Rick Springfield, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
Welcome back to the show and a good Monday to you. It's 10:36, 24 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. So Jovita Moore's off tonight on Channel 2. She usually comes down on Mondays. Fingers crossed that Wendy Corona is coming down here.
Oh, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I got him.
Wendy Corona.
You got my toes crossed, too.
You'll see.
All right.
Yeah,
you'll see. Welcome back to Movie Monday. It is the Mark Arum Show. Two big stories in my world, anyway. Steve Spurrier announcing his retirement tonight, effective immediately. And Randy Quaid arrested at the Canadian border trying to re-enter the United States. So I want to incorporate those two gentlemen into Movie Monday very simply because of Steve Spurrier resigning, quitting, retiring. You're the best and worst coaches in movie history, coaches, managers. To me, it's Pop Fisher in The Natural, played by Wilford Brimley. And in honor of, well, I guess dishonor of Randy Quaid getting arrested, he will always have a warm place in my heart as Cousin Eddie in the Vacation movies. Name the funniest supporting character ever in a movie. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Paul's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Paulie.
Howdy. I want to mention a Randy Quaid performance. He's not the person I was planning to talk about, but he was great in a movie with Bill Murray called Quick Change.
Loved that, as the bank robbers.
Yeah, and Gina Davis and Bill Murray, I thought, had tremendous chemistry throughout that whole
thing. Randy played the lovable moron in that movie that just screwed up everything.
and he can. It's hard to beat him as a lovable idiot. Yeah,
you know what I forgot, right. Paul? I forgot he was in Midnight Express way back in the day.
You know, it's been so long since I've seen the movie. I don't remember.
He was the guy in the Turkish prison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very uncomfortable movie. Anyway, I digress. Continue, please.
Have you ever seen a movie called Altered States, which starred William Hurt?
No, tell me about it.
William Hurt plays a college professor who develops a chemical that can, reawaken the prehistoric or Cro-Magnon brain of a human being.
In okay.
Order to bring that to consciousness.
1980.
And Charles Hayde, who was a veteran actor who played a cop in Hill Street Blues, plays the poor vice provost or assistant dean of the university who has to deal with the public relations fallout when William Hurt's character goes around town killing animals and eating them raw right on the side of the road.
And this is a comedic character? How are you bringing this up?
The movie is, well, yeah, his performance is hilarious. He absolutely steals every scene that he's in the movie.
Okay.
I wouldn't consider the movie to be a comedy per se, but it ended up becoming kind of a cult, one of those like midnight movie cult films.
It sounds pretty good. It sounds like something I'd enjoy. Altered States, 1980.
College audiences, you know, you'll see it popping up in in college film series, where they show midnight movies a few times every semester.
I have a homework assignment, Paul. I'll put it in the DVR search box. Thank you. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
Ford loves the working man. Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get rid of it.
Manville Johnson joins us from Athens. How are you, Manville?
What's going on, you guys? How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on with you?
Not much. I got one bad one and one good one for you as far as the coaching thing. The one bad one, I mean, the move was good, but I just didn't like who they had playing the coach, and that was Matthew McConaughey in that movie, Marshall.
We Are Marshall.
We Are Marshall, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Bad. Yeah, that was a bad casting job, though.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't deal with him.
So all right, give me a good one.
Remember the Titans. Denzel Washington and I forgot the other guy's name. It was like the head. Denzel was the head coach, and the other guy was like the assistant.
The white guy.
And I like, yeah.
I was in that movie. I had a scene with the white guy.
What?
Yeah, I played a reporter in that movie. Unfortunately, my scene was cut from the.
Right.
But if you get the DVD and they have the deleted scenes on the DVD, you can see me there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
You don't have to buy the DVD, seriously, man. But I mean, if you,
I'm sure you own copies of it.
I do not. No,
really?
No.
I would think you would watch it every.
No,
weekend.
I'm so mad. I got cut that I.
You're boycotting it.
I'm boycotting it. I've refused. I have not seen the movie since. I was so mad. Yeah,
we made the DVD.
I did make the DVD. Manville, do you have a favorite comedic sidekick, supporting character?
Well, I like the movie Harlem Nights so much, and I like Red Fox.
Red Fox and Harlem Nights is a good one.
Yeah.
All the bit players in Harlem Nights are really...
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies. Manville, thanks as always, my friend. Noah's in Conyers. Noah, welcome to the program.
Oh, Manville just took my We Are Marshall. I love that show.
You like that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Matthew McConaughey is the coach?
Well, I'm sorry, Remember the Titans. I'm
oh,
sorry.
All right.
Remember the Titans, I'm sorry.
T.C. Williams.
But also Radio. Radio was a really good one.
That's the one with the other guy.
And Show Me the Money guy. What's his name?
Yeah, Cuba Gooding.
Yeah, and he played the special kid?
Exactly.
Yeah, I went to that movie thinking it was going to be about a radio show, and it wasn't, so I left. I was like, this movie has nothing to do about radio. So I've never seen that movie.
Favorite supporting one? She doesn't do too much comedy, but Kathy Bates.
In what movie?
Waterboy.
as the mom. Yeah, the mom in Waterboy. All right, that's a stretch. Speaking of Adam Sandler movies, did you find the clip with Crazy Eyes?
No, I didn't. I didn't know.
What he ordered on his pizza?
I didn't know. I found out what he was supposed to order.
Oh, if we can, I would hear like to hear the clip on that. Yeah, no problem. Marco's in Lilburn. Uh-oh, we missed Marco's little cue. I need more lemon
pledge.
There you go. What's up, Marco?
Not much.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question about Friday. Since you've seen us both, who is taller, me or Chris Kattan?
I think Kattan's got like an inch on you.
Oh, God.
By the way, if you missed the interview with Chris Kattan on Friday, he had the greatest who's in your phone ever. Did you guys hear the interview?
Yeah.
All right, so he pulled first one he pulls out, Cameron Diaz.
Diaz.
But he had like all her contact info.
Yes.
He, like email,
yeah.
I mean, fax, everything.
Scarlett Johansson.
That's
Heath Ledger, rest in peace. Like any hot he was showing off at one point.
Yeah.
Like off the air after the interview. He's like, oh, look at this one. Look at this one. Look at like amazing. Amazing
you don't
Rolodex.
Have a photographic memory. You could have grabbed some of those numbers.
I thought about that. I was like,
especially Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That would be worth calling and be like,
yeah, exactly.
So.
Let me have a screenshot of this, please. But he blew me away. He had so many phenomenally beautiful women in his phone. He was a funny dude. Yeah. But no, he's a little taller than you, Marco.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
That's all right.
All right. Give me best or worst coach in a movie.
I can't think of a worst one, but. I thought he was a pretty good coach, and Rudy, the first one that when he asked him if he could be in one game, he...
He was. Yeah, that was good. I forgot that guy's name, but that was a good one.
Yeah, he was going to put him in the game, yep. And I guess supporting actor, almost everybody in Coming to America, just characters everywhere. You know?
Who was the funniest supporting actor in Coming to America? It might have been Soul Glow himself.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
he's been on the show before. That, yeah, but there's a
Samuel
lot of
Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. Good stuff. All right, Marco, appreciate it, buddy. 404-872-0750 1-800-WSB-TALK. Dave's in Braselton. David, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, I was actually talking to you guys earlier, and I lost signal.
Okay.
I was the one that was talking about Mr. Deeds.
All right. Did we find it, Longoria?
Yes.
All right, this is Crazy Eyes ordering the pizza.
Crazy Eyes.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Eats.
How you doing, pal? I got your pizza for you just the way you like it.
Oh, yes. French fries and Oreos. You know me all too well, Deeds.
What are you in for?
French fries and Oreos. God help Crazy Eyes.
I want to try that.
No, no, no. All right, so what else you got, David?
I actually wanted to mention homage of Randy Quaid, him in, what was that movie, Kingpin.
Oh, yeah, another good supporting character in a comedic role. It's crazy. I hate to use the word crazy. It's sad that he's gone off the reservation like this because he's had an amazing career. He's done a lot of good movies. Thanks for the call, David. Dan's in Coming. Dan, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
What up, Danny boy?
Hey, so I'm going to go way back. I don't have a coaching supporting movie or anything, but best supporting comedic actor is Jack Elam in Support Your Local Sheriff, and then they had a sequel, Support Your Local Gunfighter, and the main character was James Garner.
Did not see it.
Come on.
I
really?
Know.
You never saw it?
No, you
it's
saw it,
It's a good flick. Yeah, it was one of my favorites growing up.
Yeah, man, their cowboy movies are hilarious.
Yeah, Support Your Local Sheriff and Support Your Local Gunfighter.
Never saw it.
Oh, they were great movies.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Yeah.
And Jack Elam's got the crazy eyes going on and everything, you know.
Jack Elam does have crazy eyes. All right, Dan, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Someone sent me a YouTube clip of, I think, my scene in Remember the Titans. No, that's not me. I'm actually in this scene, but you can't see me. I'm off to the right here. I'm standing right next to this guy right here.
You should be like, hi.
Yeah. What's funny is he walked in. The guy walked in and ripped his jacket as he was walking in. And he's like, oh, no. I hope I don't need this for another scene.
You're like, yeah, don't worry. We won't be in it anyway.
That was not me. Thank you, though, on Twitter. Who sent me that? Tim. That was not me. I appreciate it, though. Joseph's in Suwannee. Joseph, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
How about Gilbert Gottfried as the parrot in Disney's Aladdin?
Oh, excellent. How about Gilbert Gottfried as Abraham Lincoln in A Million Ways to Die in the West? Did you see that?
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, so funny.
He plays Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, he plays Abraham Lincoln. And he's giving a graduation speech to the high school in the West. He's like, 4 score and 7 years ago. And then
I mean, he's truly one of the best.
Like, yeah, and Seth MacFarlane goes, I don't think that's the real President Lincoln. It was really funny, yeah. But Gilbert Gottfried, I mean, an amazing character. Like, if you just want to throw him in a movie, go ahead, throw him in. I'm
all
for that. Absolutely,
like all purpose.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, not Gilbert Gottfried, but similar vein is Booger from Revenge of the Nerds. That's a good comedic supporting character right there. Very good.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing now. What is he doing now?
He's had a decent career.
Yeah, he pops up every once in a while in some pretty okay roles.
You want to do over under on his net worth?
Yeah.
What's it? Do we even know his name?
I'll find it. It's it's Booger. Booger. Hold on. Revenge of the Nerds.
I'm going to go low on this one.
I don't know. He was in, let's see, Revenge of the Nerds, 1984. So he's been around a while. Booger was played by Curtis Armstrong.
Really? That's his name? Curtis Armstrong?
He's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's an American dad. He's had a lot of voice work in there.
Okay, I got it. Go. What do you think?
$7.5 million. Over.
Go.
I'm gonna do 5.
Yeah, 2.5.
Wow, Booger, come on.
That's what it says.
2.5 million net worth for Booger. All right, we'll guess other celebrities' net worth later on the show. I thought he would have made more off of those movies.
No.
I mean, 2.5 is nothing to sneeze at. But we said Steve Guttenberg's at like 50 million. So
I still don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get that either. He made a lot of good real estate investments or something. All right, we're going to come back. More of your calls on this Movie Monday. Best and worst coaches in movie history in honor of Steve Spurrier announcing his retirement. And in dishonor of Randy Quaid getting arrested at the U.S.-Canada border, funniest supporting character in a movie. 404-872-0750. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. It's Movie Monday. Longoria is playing a soundtrack. At the end of the show, if you guess the soundtrack, you win the prize. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show. 10:50, 465 lovely degrees on Peachtree Street. This is Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Pete joins us in Alpharetta. Pete, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Peter. What's going on?
Not too much, man. Hey, so I don't know if he was the best or worst coach, but a guy that was always memorable for me was a guy named Trey Wilson. He played the skipper on Bull Durham.
Ooh, that's a good one, yeah. With that gravelly voice.
With the gravelly voice and the whole lollygagging scene in the shower just cracked me up.
Yeah, and Richard Wool, I think, was the assistant. Was that his name?
Yeah, he was. That's right. He sold Lady Kenmore's.
Exactly right. Candlesticks. Candlesticks are a good gift.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a classic movie. I'm thinking the gravelly voice guy, the manager in Major League.
Oh, that guy was rough.
That guy was, he just swallowed a bag of nails. What the hell is going on in here? Yeah, that's a good, both of those are good. Good call, Pete. Thank you. Ellis is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Ellis.
Hey, Mark. How in the world are you?
Excellent, sir. How are you doing?
Live and kicking.
Excellent.
Got one for you.
Okay.
Gene Hackman in Hoosiers.
Good coach. Good movie, too. I haven't seen that movie in a while. I hope it holds up still. That's the way I think Chuck grew up. When I think of Hoosiers, that little Indiana town, I picture
it's a lot like that.
That's like Chuck's high school.
It really is. I'm not going to lie.
You know, a bunch of white guys in short shorts and cow licks. Yep. Like just
playing out on a dirt basketball.
Running around, and the alcoholic dad shows up and messes things up.
Most definitely.
French Lick, Indiana, something like that. But Gene Hackman. And listen, Gene Hackman to me is the freaking man. He is just so, so good. So anything he does, I'm...
He hasn't been in a movie in a while.
He quit acting. He's done. I think he's had some health issues, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here's a good one.
Royal Tenenbaums was the last one I watched with him.
Let's all play this game going into the break. Let's all try to guess Gene Hackman's net worth. All right? Oof. Ellis, you going to play along with us?
Yeah.
All right. Think about that. Dude's been in a ton of big movies. What's Gene Hackman's net worth? We'll give our guesses when we come back. Taylor, don't go nowhere. I know it's past your bedtime. John, Adrian, and Larry, your calls will be next. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Movie Monday, this is The Mark Arum Show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.